We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We are talking about the psul of Petzua Daka, Kros Shivcha, and the halacha is if there's a hole in the Eiver, then the halacha is he can't get married because it can't be Moilid. It's called a Kros Shivcha. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nikiv, if there was a puncture, Venistam, and it got sealed, naturally, a wound a lot of times seals up. So here, it closed up. So Shaila is this person kosher or not? So the question is, you have to test. You have to know, kol she'ilu nikri v'nikra pasul. If it's this, if the carry will come out, when Shechazer comes out, it's going to cause it to open up again, the puncture, then he's pasul. V'lav kosher. If not, he's kosher. We have to see how we test him to see if this happens or not. You want to let him get married, we don't know. So we have to test him to see if it's nikri, if Shechazer comes out, it'll rip, it'll be pasul. And if not, he's kosher. Heavy by Rava, Heicha, where is this hole exactly? If it's below the atar, which means away from the guf, I feel nikros nami, even if the whole atar is cut off, it's kosher, which means lamat atar is away from the guf. Anything away from the atar is like a crown in between the aver and the front part of the aver. So anything that's in front of the crown, away from the guf, the halacha is that's not a psul. So even if it's cut, of course, that hole is not a problem. Even if it's cut, it's not a problem. Elo b'atara atzma. In the atara itself was this puncture and it was sealed up. Now the question is, if it the nikri v'nikra, then it'll be psul. Why did Umar answer atara atzma, not say lemata ma'atara, lemay lematara? Why didn't Umar answer lemay lematara, closer to the guf, which is psul? Why did it say in the atara itself? So Rashi explains, because lamata ma'atara, which is in the Iver itself, there is not so much pressure when the Zera comes out, so it wouldn't make the hole open up again. The whole shaila is, in the place where the Shifra Zera comes out, closer to where it comes out, so there's much more pressure, and that's why there's a shaila, it will open up again, the hole will open again. Therefore we said, ba'atara atzma is the shaila, is the halacha, and the halacha is ba'atara atzma, nika ba'atara atzma, it's pasul. If it closes up, it depends. If it be nikra, if it will rip, then it's possible. If not, it's kosher.
It's the Torah is missing. It's still kosher.
We learned Clara, the memra. There's a memra. It says Clara, the shiloh was in the Torah itself. Itvanami, Amar Rav Mari Bar Mar, Amar Oka, Amar Shmuel, Nikri Vatara Atzma V'Nistam, and it got sealed. Kol She'ilu Nikri V'Nikra Apostle. If when he sees Shechva Zara rips, then it's possible. V'Lav Kasher. Sholchi Rav Breda Rav L'Rav Yosef. Yilamadinu Rabbeinu. Rav Breda Rav, Center of Yosef, teach us. Heichi Avdinon. How do you test him? Because the halacha is, that's clear, Niyuf B'Yad, which means if he causes Shechva Zera with his hand to come out, that's Isra Daraisa, and that cannot be done. The Shaila is here, if you could do some kind of grama to make him see Keri, and then Mitzarech Mitzvah to see if he get married, that will be a Heter. So Niyaf B'yad is definitely also. Shaila is, what type of grama could you do in order to cause him to see Zera, and therefore we'll see if it rips. Amalei, what we do is, Maisina Nama Chamima Desari, take a warm piece of a barley bread, you put it by his pia tabas, and that will warm him up, and that will cause him a mumikri. That will cause him to see zera, and then you see if it's still sealed or not. That's what you'll do. So Amar Abaya, why do you have to go through this whole process of getting warm barley bread? It's a big deal. I have a better answer. You'll put something in front of him that will cause him to have a hair. So Amar Abaya, Alta Kuli Amar Yaakov Avinu Havoy. Everyone's like Yaakov Avinu. You have to do this mamash, this special shtick. The Chassid Bei Koichi raises only Shlora Kerem Yamav. Yaakov Avinu never saw carrying himself. He didn't have any problem with any harurim. But if someone has, is not like Yaakov Avinu, maybe you could do it. Amar Abaya, what should you do? Mavarinim come in, big day tzvoinim, bring in front of him clothing of a woman, and that will cause him to get a taiva and see carry. Amar Rava, I don't like Abaya's either. That's not going to work. Is everyone like Barzil HaGiladi, who was someone who was so short of Bezima, the time he reached 80, he was worn out, he couldn't even smell any food anymore, that's how short of Bezima he was. And by him, just showing him clothing, turned them on. But regular people, that won't help. So that's why we don't do that Eitz, it doesn't work. Use the warm barley bread. But like upon him, either way, You have to do some kind of grama, either the warm barley bread or the big day tzivayinim, but you cannot test with the niyafiyad. So that's there's a whole tshuva ramayish about this. That even the chas v'shalom, the people have to be tested. It cannot be tested with niyafiyad. It has to be spoken to a competent halachic authority in order to know exactly what to do. Tana Rabbanan, nikiv pasul. Nikiv pasul b'neishu v'shoysis. Why taka is a hole? Apostle. Why is a puncture apostle? Mishra Shaisis. It causes the zera not to be yoyre kecheitz, it causes it to drip. Because it slows it down and can't be yoyre kecheitz. And this time, it's kosher, like we just learned, if it's a good seal, if it closes up, the wound closes up, well, it's kosher. Because you give birth then. V'zehu psul shechayz l'achshere. This psul of Nikiv is a psul that could be chayz l'achshere. Zehu is a miyat. Zehu l'mutimai. This comes to lafuki, a different psul, nothing to do with a person. By a behema, the loch is that if a behema has a puncture in the lungs, the loch is that the behema is a treifa. What happens if it closes up? The loch is it's still a treifa. It's called a sircha because we're worried that when the behema breathes a lot, it'll open back up. So lamute krum sha'ola machmas makabareya, the ain't a krum. That it's not called a krum, like Rashi says, because the hadam mifchis, it opens back up. That's the sirchi dereya, the mitzvu b'chayas that become a treifa. As Rashi speaks out. So this is a hechsher that goes back lechsher. This is a psul that goes back lechsherim. Masha enkein, a sircha and a reya does not work. Shalach Rav Idi Ba'av and Labaya hechi avdinon. How by when there's a nikiv in an aver that the shayla of krushifcha, how do you make it close back up? You know, you're not getting stitches here. So what do you do? What do you do to make it scab up and seal up and close up? So masina sarta, you bring a piece of barley, masartinale, you scratch around it, masina tarba, then after you do that, it causes the bleed, you bring tarba, you bring some fat, v'shafina, and you shmir it, masina shumshuna gamla, you bring a big ant, a bug, an ant, and the ant bites the area, the wound area, and it gets stuck there. So you cut off the head of the ant and let it stay there, and that will cause as a sealant to close up the hole, and then it'll close up and you'll be healed. V'dafka sa'arta, only use a sa'ira to scratch around, a small little thing. Of a parzel, don't use metal, mizr zarf, because that will cause it to get infected. Make chabura, one lashon is it'll get swollen. Don't use metal. That's only, all these eights is only for a small hole, small puncture in the aver. Have a god or a big one, mikpule mikpul, that will, even if it closes up, will open up again, even after it gets better. I guess you need stitches in that case. If it's a big hole, you cannot use this eitzah. Zog to Maravaita, Om Rabba Rav Huna, Hamatil Mayim Mishtei Mekoymes Pasol. If someone, when it goes to Meir Glayim, it comes out of two different places, it's Pasol, it's a Krus Shifcha. That's what Rabba Bar Rav Huna said. Rabba son of Rav Huna. Omar Rav Rava. Less hukas alaka bra, not like Rabba. Like Abba, not like his father Rav Huna. Bra hadamaran. Bra is this halacha they just said? We don't pass like that. I can ask me, so it means like this. We're saying, if Matlamar Mishneh Mekayimis, he's kosher. We had a Gemara before, which is halacha lemaisa, that if someone's Zera hole closes up and Zera comes out of the Megur Glayim hole, it says apostle. So there we pass the apostle. Here we pass kosher. What's the difference? There's a apostle. There, it said the problem is that the zera is only mevashal mekayimis. This is coming out of the meraglayim hole. It's not mevashal mekayimis. It's no good. Here, the zera is coming out of the right hole. Just the meraglayim is coming out of both holes. So then, that's fine. That's different than before. Before, the zera hole closed up. Here, it's not what happened. It's just the meraglayim is coming out of that hole as well. So we don't pass like the rabba. What's Rav Huna's halacha? What's Abba? Tom Rav Huna. The halacha is, we know, that a lady who is a zayna cannot marry a kohen. So halacha is when Rav Huna says, "Noshim amasulayla zubazu psula sakuna." Noshim that do derech tashmish together, like Rashi says, derech tashmish zochem nekeva meshafshish nekevasam zulazu. Two women are meshamish with each other. The halacha is psula sakuna. According to Rav Huna, they are called a zayna and the pasla kuna. Vafilu Rabbi, and so Rav Rava says we don't pass like that. Vafilu Rabbi Lazar the Omar, who's so makbar on Zayin, he holds panu abal pnuya shalay shem ishus as Zayin. Even if Rabbi Lazar holds that a panu, that two a single man and single woman that bond each other with kedushin is called a Zayin, that's hamil ish. Aval isha pritzusa balma. It's called a pritzus. It's not called a Zayin. Therefore, the latter marry a kohen. But it's vuyin the Rambam that even though it's produced of Alma, but it's Isser, it might be an Isser deraisa. The Rambam says, the Pasuk says, Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim Loi Sasu, it says, so it means the Isha who's Meshamish with another Isha is an Isser deraisa of Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim Loi Sasu. But it's not a Zayna. A Zayna is the Afka with an Ish. And that's why we say not Pasir Avuna. We're not saying it's a Chas Shalom, it's not, I'm close to Mutter, it's deraisa. But it's not a Zayna to a Mutter to a Kain. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Betzua daka v'krus shivcha. We know the halacha is, it says in the pasuk, lo yovoi betzua daka u'krus shivcha v'kal Hashem. They're not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem. They're not allowed to get married.
What's the tzidimah that happens afterwards?
So it's mashma like that also, yeah. They can't have tashrus afterwards, because that's the issa, to have tashrus afterwards. Yes, that sounds like from the Mishnah, yeah. So, betzua daka v'krus shivcha mutarim v'giyoris m'shachareres. They are mutter in a giyoris u'mishachareres. Ve'ina esurim alavim mekal. A geyeris and a shacheres are not called kal Hashem. They're not called kal Hashem. Therefore, they have eitz. They could get married. They can marry a geyeris and a shacheres. Ve'ina esurim alavim mekal. Shnei meliyav v'tzu dakrus shavcha v'kal Hashem. They can't come into the kal Hashem. But geyeris and a shacheres is a shivcha who became a shacher. They're not called a kal. Therefore, they can marry them. That's the halach. Now, the Gemara is now a shayla boyim v'nei. So, as a kedama to the shayla is, we know geyeris and a shacheres are taka, not a kal Hashem. Therefore, Peshu Dak can marry them. But there's another problem with Geyeris v'Shacheres, only for a kohen. They are considered Zayna. Like we learned earlier in the Masechta, a Geyeris and v'Shacheres are called a Zayna. What's the reason? Because maybe they were never loved before to a guy, or some say because they come from Zayna. Like upon him, it's their asa. So Peshu Dak a kohen has a problem here. The only families he can marry into are Geyeris and v'Shacheres. But on the other hand, they're a Zionist. What does he do? So now, Betzua Daka, a Kayin, is definitely a Kayin Legabi Truma. He can eat Truma. That's definitely. He can't do Avoida Kuzabal Mum. What's his status regarding Kedusha's Kayin to marry, not marrying Grusha, not marrying a Zionist? What's the status? It's Gemara Shaila. Baim Nerav Sheshis. Betzua Daka Kayin, Ma'am Magyaris Vesachreris. Bekdushase Kayin, he's considered Kedusha's Kayin and he can't marry a Zionist, Vasar. Or he's not considered a Kayin regarding Ishus, and he could marry a Zayna. That's the question. Because if he can marry a Zayna, he has an Eitz to get married. If he can't marry a Zayna, and it's called Kedusha Sekai, he can't marry anyone. He can't marry a Sarah because of Ptua Daka, Beloved of Bekal Hashem. And he can't marry Geras B'Shacharis because they are a Zayna. So Rav Sheshis tries to bring a Raya. Only Rav Sheshis. Tanisu, we have a Braisa. Ptua Daka Yisrael, Mutta Benesina. A Betzua Daka Yisrael is Mutta Nesina. What's a Nesina? Nesina are the Gevoinim. They're from the Shiva Amim that says, Lo Yisichayi B'kol Neshama and Lo Yisichatim B'hem. You're not going to marry them. The Nesinim, there are people who came to Yeshua. They said they wanted to become Gerim. They were scared. They didn't get captured and killed. So they wanted to be Gerim, but they weren't good Gerim. And therefore, they are also in Klai Yisrael, the Nesina. So it says, Betzua Daka is Mutta Nesina. What must be Pshat? Because a Betzua Daka doesn't have a Kedusha Yisrael. And that's why you can marry a Nesina. So we saw that if you call you could count with schatim bomb. There's an iser on being mischatim with the Shiva Amim. So how is letting marry Nesina? It must be, it's not Bekdusha. So you see, Betzua Daka loses his Kedusha. So Rav Sheshis says, Avaraya, Betzua Daka Koyin could marry Geras B'Shacharis.
Betzua Daka is strong.
What? I know. So Betzua Daka could marry Nesina. Why can't marry Nesina? Yisrael is not marrying Nesina. Must be, they lost their Kedusha. And lost the Kedusha of Yisrael, Yisrael lost the Kedusha of Koyin. We lose
now
it.
Now we're getting married to them. We're doing the avoid.
Marry.
Now we're hunting.
Betzua Daka cannot do avoid. Betzua Daka Koyin can't do avoid because he's a Balmum. He can eat Truma. Shabbat Kedusha. Kedusha Sekai. So bring a rye. Yeah. The Shaila here is Kedusha Sekai. Saying now Yisrael loses Kedusha of Betzua Daka marrying Nesina. So the same thing of Betzua Daka Koyin also loses Kedusha. That's tomorrow's rye. It's the Gabi marrying. Marrying a girl of Shifcha, a Gazina. And then we're now at the Betzua Daka Yisrael already. So Rav is going to come and argue on this whole raya. He says, no, it's not a raya. I'm a Rav. Auto hasam shum kedusha v'la kedusha hu. Is that anything to do with kedusha over there? That's not the reason why you're not allowed to marry an Asina. You know why you're not allowed to marry the Shiva Amim or an Asina? It's nothing to do with kedusha. You know what it has to do with? The problem is like this. Because Dilma Moyle has been, maybe you can have a child from this Nesina. But also, palak l'rishchavim. And as you go do, avayda zara. As you go do, avayda zara. So that's the problem because they're gonna you don't want to marry that Amim because they bring the kids off to Berach. And Vahani Mili that's only when they're going. Kimigari Mishra the girl said this, Kimigari Mishra Shari. But if they're Megayir, it's Mutter. So Rubber puts down the rules over here. He says, first of all, a ger that's from the Shiva Amim there's no problem. A ger from Shivavim is mutter to get, as the mutter is all Israel is chatma, a ger that is a from Shivavim. But the Chazal were guys on the scene for a different reason. Rabbanon de Gazru Bahu, Rabbanon were guys on the scene. The Chigazru Rabbanon, Bahanak the Bnei Ludi. Avahai, the Lav Bar Ludi, Le Gazru Rabbanon. The Rabbanon only guys there to marry in the scene only if you can have children. But if you can't have children, there's no Gzeira. What's the reason for that? So Rashi explains, since the whole reason really why Shiva Amu Asa is only because they'll bring the children off of Darach, so even when they were guys there, the Rabbanon they get in on a Giyaris. Of a Shiva Amim, but in the seating we have special din of Gzeira, new Gzeira, that was only by someone who can have children. Someone who can have children couldn't marry. And therefore, Rav is saying, Patsua Daka has a Kedusha Yisrael. Oh, why could he marry in a seating? Because the seating is not really Issus Lois Chatan Bam. It's only Issus Darabonan. And they weren't Geyser by Aina Mailut. That's the Cheshbin that comes out in the Gemara that Rav says. So, Mara Zakasha, Shalom Yata, Mamzer, the Baralude, a Mamzer could have children, shouldn't marry in a seating then. Because it's all Talin having children. Hakanami the Aser, should be Aser. But now we look at the first of Mishnah in Mesechta's Kedushin in Asar Yuch. So it says in the first over there that Mamzerim and Asidim Tarim love them as that. That Mamzerim and Asidim love marry each other. So you see, even if you have children, you still can marry each other. So the Marshall says, you're right. I'll tweak it a little bit. It goes around Rabbanim, when the Rabbanim goes on Asidim that are Giyaris, and there's no problem of Shiva Amim, there's only by Ksherim. By Psulim Lagazar Rabbanon. Psulim allowed to marry Nesina. And Rashi says two Pshatim why. Either Pshat is because of Milsad Leshchicha to have Psulim, and they weren't guys on Nesinim. Or Pshat is because the reason why they asked David asked the Nesinim to Mis'arav, to mix into Klal Yisrael, is because they weren't Rachmanim. And we don't care about Psulim. We don't care about Psulim, therefore we allow them to marry. So Akaponim, what comes out of Fidus Gemara is, that Mamzer and Psudah can marry Israel, can marry on a scene, not because they have less of a Kedusha, because they weren't Geizer by Psulim. So therefore it's not a riot to our Shaila. That's what comes out right at this point. But the Gemara is going to go and say, no, maybe it is a riot. Why Psulim?